Good morning. Welcome to University Church. We have made the Holy Spirit very warm for you today so that you feel that warmth and presence of God. My name is Barbara Fote, and I am here to welcome you. Whatever brings you here, whether it's curiosity, custom, crisis, may you feel God's presence and welcome here. Hopefully you have a bulletin, and if you are new with us, there's a yellow slip in there that you can let us know who you are. And even if you've been here for 50 years, we'd like to know that you're here, so fill out that yellow slip. On the flip side of it is an option to write a prayer request. So if you do that, the ushers will collect those prayer requests later. And if you don't do that and just sign the attendance side of it, then just drop that in the offering plate. We do not have child care today, I believe. We do have child care today. I'm sorry. We do have child care today out this door. We also have what we call the gathering room, which guess what we do there? We gather after the service. So out either of the doors afterwards. And did I say the restrooms are that way? There are rocking chairs in the back if anybody needs to soothe a child. And I think those are the basics of what we are about. We will continue our worship, I'm guessing, with a hymn sing.
Good morning. So this is the time where you get to pick what we do this morning. We're going to look for people with quiet raised hands, and please, if you've already gotten to make a selection this summer, give someone else a chance first. Yes. 437. We have done that one, but it was the first week. Is that okay to re... Oh, no, it wasn't. Yes, we have. Is that okay? I'm looking for you guys. It's not my... Okay, let's do it. 437. Ted nicely put all the hymns that we've sung up there. So if you guys want to take a peek that's new and try to find something different, that would be great. Yes, ma'am. 428. And if you guys haven't noticed, or if you haven't been here, our wonderful organist Dennis is playing everything for us once before we sing it. 428. right, one more. Yes. 363. 363. And can it be that I should gain?
Good morning, everyone. I am so honored to say that I am the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood, and I would like to send out a warm welcome, really warm welcome, to all of you. Before I get started, I don't want to forget to do this. We have a guest in our midst that I wanted to introduce you to. We have two, I'm going to say, busy beavers that on Tuesday mornings come and clean every nook and cranny of our church. They've been doing this for about 6 weeks, and you can talk to this person after worship, and he can tell you where he's been in the church to clean. But so I'm going to introduce you. Jonathan, come on up. Jonathan is from Ark of Onondaga. And in a second, yeah, hold on. He's from Ark of Onondaga. He and Lewis come on Tuesdays for 4 hours, and they clean every nook and cranny, and they have dusted every nook and cranny in this sanctuary and other places as well. When I left, they had completed the first floor, and I told them, "You're going to the basement." And he was like, "Oh, boy." But anyway, okay, so brief. I know. He wants to say something. Go ahead, Jonathan.
When we was cleaning the church, I was thinking while I was cleaning the church, and I was telling Lewis, if we was cleaning the church, right, okay, we do the first floor. When we got to the first floor, it wasn't really easy to do.
Nope.
It wasn't really easy to do. Anybody ask you if you want to clean the church, please say yes. Please say yes. And I'm going to let y'all know, I'm a diabetic, I'm an addict, I came from New York, I used to mess around with drugs, now I'm clean, I'm feeling great, I'm married, and I got a good wife, she ain't coming today, she's home.
And you're working hard, right?
And I'm working hard.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Jonathan.
I'm trying to stay away from drugs.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're so grateful you came so we could meet you, right? Yeah. Okay, so, and Jonathan, will you hang out? We have coffee in the back. He loves coffee. That's part of his pay, right, is to keep you fueled. And so we have coffee in the back, and you're welcome to talk to Jonathan after worship and ask him any questions, okay? All right. So we start a new worship series today entitled Why Wesley? John Wesley was the founder of the Methodist Church, and as many of you know, I've spent the last 2 weeks in and around Manchester, England, taking a course entitled The Wesleyan Tradition in the 21st Century Context. And so the relevance of our Wesleyan heritage is something I have been reading, talking, and writing a lot about. One of the key beliefs in the Methodist tradition is that God's grace is freely available to all. Wesley had an experience of God's grace while listening to Martin Luther's writing on the book of Romans that warmed his heart. How appropriate today. We will hear a part of that today. You will also be singing hymns written by John and Charles Wesley. Charles Wesley was John's brother, and we're going big time retro today with our communion service. We're going to be using liturgy from 1784 for the communion created by Wesley for the churches in the United States. So the words of our theme song for this series are from a short saying that has been attributed to John Wesley. Please stand in body or in spirit and join me in singing Rule of Life.
I'm Peter, and I'm your liturgist this morning. Our call to worship this morning is a prayer by John Wesley. The wording might be a little archaic, but the meaning is clear. Please remain standing and join me in the words displayed on the screen. O merciful God, whatever you may deny me, do not deny me this love. Save me from the idolatry of loving the world. Or any of the things. Let me never love any creature but for your sake and in subordination to your love. Being created by you, let me live to you. Created for you. Being redeemed by you, let me render to you what is yours, and let my spirit ever cleave to you alone. They say grace abounds. That means grace is all over the place, without boundaries. Grace-filled people surround you. Let's take a moment and share the love of Christ with each other with a handshake, a fist bump, a high five, and maybe even some eye contact. What do you think? When you hear the music, that's your sign that it's time to return to your seats.
Will the children come forward as they're comfortable and as the music plays?
I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
Good morning, everyone. How are you today? Good. So I brought this picture for you to see. Does anyone know? It might say who he is, but does anyone know who this is? Okay. So you do? Oh, you know where Aldersgate is? You know what? I forgot the mic. So, thank you. I might be able to reach it. Thank you. Thank you. You know where Aldersgate is? You've been to the camp, yes, the Aldersgate camp. Okay, Aldersgate camp, yes. So this is actually the founder of our church, the Methodist tradition, I should say, John Wesley. Does he look like a kind man? Not really. He doesn't really look very kind, does he? Does he look kind of grumpy? Yeah, he looks kind of grumpy. You guys have seen his picture, right? He looks pretty grumpy. I have to tell you that he was a kind man. I think that back in the day, pictures were taken, and people had to, they had to hold still, whether they were painted or whether a picture was taken, and so you had to hold still for a long time. So has anyone ever taken a picture where you have to hold still and have your smile, like, forever, and you're like, it's really hard to do that. So I think that they just look serious in pictures. But he was very stoic. And he did have a lot of rules. We just heard the rule of life in our song. But even though he looks kind of grumpy and he had a lot of rules, he was a kind man. And one of the things that he truly believed in was visiting the sick in hospitals, visiting people in prison, and meeting people where they were at. So I saw that we have bags out in our pews out there, and John Wesley would be proud that in our church we have a food pantry and a clothing closet, because he believed that people needed to have these things readily available. And in his societies, because he didn't have churches back then, he would have schools for children who couldn't afford to go to schools you had to pay for, and he would have food pantries as well. So I'm wondering, who would be willing to go pick up the collections that are out there? Okay, go ahead and do it and come on back up. Anyone who'd like to can go pick up any of the products out there. So I'm grateful to our congregation, because every month, and I think every day, I see things come in for our pantry, whether it's food or personal care products, and that's what we have here today, or clothing, and I'm grateful to the congregation for bringing those things in. I saw in some of the bags soap and toothpaste and things that folks on food stamps cannot get with food stamps, so we're really grateful. And as you collect those, I think that we're going to pray. Will you all pray with me, walk and pray? And you know where you can put them once you collect? You don't have to carry them all. We have three people. Why don't you put them right in front of the communion table here, okay? That's part of our offering today. Thank you. All right, will you pray with me? Loving God, we are so grateful for people who see that we need to touch lives and touch the lives of people where they're at, whether it's in food pantries or in worship or in clothing closets or in healthcare, in teaching. Be with us as we go about our day sharing your love. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for sitting and talking with me and learning about this stoic man. And you can go sit with whoever brought you, and we will begin a time of prayer. Okay, I think, is that me or you? Okay, you can introduce it.
If someone or something is on your heart today and you would like your prayer read as part of worship, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. Feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener as we continue our prayer time singing Jesus, United by Thy Grace, number 561 in the hymnal and displayed on the screen. We will have a period of silent prayer, followed by a short spoken prayer, and finally, the Lord's Prayer. And you will be able to speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or whatever language that helps you feel closest to God. As we begin the time of silent prayer, I invite you to get comfortable. Just breathe, sense the seat holding you, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. In the grace of your Son, who taught us to pray like this, Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. God's grace is here for each of us. No exceptions. Please stand in body and spirit and join me in singing Come Sinners to the Gospel Feast, number 339 in the hymnal and displayed on the screen. Please be seated. Today's scripture from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, shows how God's complete grace is available through belief in Jesus. I'm reading from the King James Version that we don't usually hear from. It's the translation that John Wesley would have used. If you'd like to follow along or read further, you can find it on page 206 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible. Let's hear these words. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, But we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now I'm going to read a portion of Martin Luther's preface to the book of Romans that warmed John Wesley's heart when he heard it. And it set him on the path to successful ministry. Here's Luther. Grace accomplishes so much that we are accounted completely and fully righteous in the sight of God. For the grace of God is not divisible in piecemeal, but receives us all together into God's favor for the sake of our advocate and mediator Christ. And for that reason, there is within us a beginning of the gifts of the Spirit. Paul declares that there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus because of the imperfect gift and the Spirit. Since we believe in Christ and have the beginning of the Spirit, God is favorably inclined and gracious to us, so much so that God will not regard nor condemn our sins, but deal with us in accordance with our faith in Christ until sin is slain. Amen.
So our message is going to be a little bit different today. I'm Barbara Fode. I think I introduced myself before, and I'm inviting Alicia up because we're going to do a conversation sermon of sorts. When we planned this, we knew that Alicia was going to be getting home fairly late, so we didn't want her to do a sermon, but I think you got home really, really late. What happened?
My traveling was interesting. When I came and left England, when I got there, my luggage did not get there, so I spent a day with just what I had carried on the plane. But on the way home, I got into JFK Airport an hour late, which was okay, except for my flight from JFK to Syracuse was first delayed and then canceled. So last night I drove from JFK. I rented a car and drove here and got here about 12:30 a.m. Now, because I am not shy, I turned to the line who all had their flight canceled and said, I'm going to be driving to Syracuse and I'm not opposed to anyone riding with me. And one person rode with me. So.
But how many hours had you been up then?
I don't even know. I can't figure that out.
Well, we're glad you're here, and we have a little gift for you to open as we begin.
Thank you.
And you're supposed to open that.
I have gifts for some as well, but my mom especially. All right. I can't wait to see what this is. I'm so excited. Oh, I see the bottom. Dude, where's my church? And it's John Wesley. The younger years. Dude, where's my church? And then on the back it says, do all the good you can.
Which you have already done in offering your cars a ride back.
Well, yes.
We're glad you're back.
And John Wesley has a rainbow stole on in this image. I don't know if that's true to form, but it's awesome. Thank you.
So we heard about Wesley's heartwarming experience.
Yes.
And I have been privileged to be in England and went to Aldersgate and the chapel and his house and all. How was that for you to really be at the place where all this started?
Sure. So I actually provided some pictures of where the Aldersgate experience happened. And we have camps named after Aldersgate because of this experience. But what struck me is how ordinary a place this is. It's just on the street. You're like just walking and there's a plaque. John Wesley had his heart warmed here. And it's just ordinary. And it reminded me of how ordinary folks can do extraordinary things with God. And we don't have to go to a special place to have our hearts warmed or be loved by God or be struck by God and have this epiphany, like, I can do this, or I can do this with God. So, or I feel loved by God.
A great a great sermonette right there. So I saw that you, and I didn't get to do this, you got to hold Wesley's journal?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Okay, so did you skip one? I think I didn't write anything down here. So if anyone knows this about me, I am a complete nerd. Okay, someone said yes, I know. And so this
a nerd about Wesley.
And a lot of other things, but yes, about John Wesley. So I can't even believe this happened. Like, I left and was like, I can't even. So this is Ryland's, John Ryland's library in Manchester, England. And my professor, Dr. Chris Evans, who came out of this church, by the way, he was a fellow last summer, and so he was able to make connections with archivists and did a lot of research with first sources, and so they brought out these things, and one was John Wesley's journal when he went to Georgia. And so first I'm holding it, and so some of the other women are like, what's juicy in there? And we didn't even have to turn a page because it was like a soap opera talking about his love and wow. It was, yeah, it was very juicy. If anyone doesn't know, John Wesley fell in love with a woman in Georgia when he came, and there was a big scandal because she decided she didn't want to be with him, and he was all upset, and a bunch of other stuff happened, and he kind of went back to England with his tail between his legs. So it was really juicy. But also there was I also was able to, I didn't hold it, I just turned the page, of Charles Wesley's handwritten hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Ooh.
I was just like, yeah, so it was great.
Let me just jump back. You said your professor came
to
this church?
Yes, he did, yes. Chris Evans in the 80s, 1980s.
Wow.
He didn't grow up here. He came here and he worked with Hal Garman and then got the call.
Okay.
And yeah.
Something I didn't
know.
So the theme today is means of grace.
Yes.
And Wesley talked about prevenient grace, and I'm not sure I quite get that, but how come that is so important to Methodists?
So grace is very important, and so I'm going to read what was in John Wesley's journal the night he had that epiphany experience on that ordinary road called Aldersgate. In the evening, I went very unwillingly to, who has that on Sunday morning? I could go or not go. In the evening, I went very unwillingly to a society in Aldersgate Street, where one was reading Martin Luther's preface to the Epistles of the Romans. About a quarter before nine, while he was describing the change which God works in the heart through faith in Christ, I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for salvation, and an assurance was given me that he had taken my sins away, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death. And so for me, grace is always there. God is always waiting at the door, like the father in the story of the prodigal son, or like I used the metaphor of walking into a store where the doors open as soon as so God is always there ready for those doors to open, and all we need to do is say, yes, I accept you, God.
And I think if I remember, Wesley had grown up in the church.
Yes.
His dad was a preacher. He'd been preaching before this experience.
He was a priest in the Church of England before this experience,
right.
Yes.
So this was his real conversion
of
experience. So it can knock any of us at any time,
yes.
I guess. So I did see in your post on Facebook that a lot of the churches there, like we, are very involved in the community with food pantries and things like that. And is this part of their kind of understanding of their sharing grace?
Yes. So I think so this is a church. This church reminded me so much of our own church. Walked inside. It wasn't quite as high ceilings, but it was very high ceilings, very traditional, beautiful stained glass. But they had changed their entryway into a cafe. So Monday through probably Saturday, they had a cafe where folks could come in and have coffee and interact with volunteers. It was volunteer run. And they felt as though, and I feel as though, we need to meet people where they're at. These experiences like John Wesley's on a street doesn't always happen on a Sunday morning. Sometimes it happens over a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and it doesn't mean that it's any different or any less valid. It's still God's love touching us. So yes, they and I feel as though we meet people where they're at, share God's love, and then continue to build that relationship. So within all the many contexts, we saw how people were doing that, whether it was a food pantry, a cafe, etc.
One of the things that just really humbled me when I was there is you would go to a church and there would be a sign that it would say, worship services have been held at this location for 1,000
yes.
years, you know, tracing our lineage back to what Anglicans and the Roman Catholics. But one worship service, I know you did several.
Yep.
Can you give us one snapshot
yes.
of something that was meaningful for you?
So you, I forgot it. I left it in my bag in my office, but St. Paul's Cathedral. In London. I have gone to more worship services and had more communion in the last 2 weeks, I think, than in the last year. It was great. St. Paul's, we had, we had traveled to London early. We left Manchester early, 2-hour train ride to London. We learned about this place, this church called Fresh Grounds. And then we were let loose on London, and we did here's this. And then our whole goal was to go to Evensong at St. Paul's. And so we went to St. Paul's, and if you go in, it's for a worship service, it's free. So we planned that well. But you can't take pictures inside, so I wasn't able to send a picture of it from inside. We got to sit in the choir, which means, I don't know, has anyone ever seen Prince Harry was married or Prince William, and there's where the commoners sit, and then there's the fancy part that's like all wood and stuff. That's the choir, and that's where we sat. So I was just tired and just taking it in, and the bulletin read exactly what you're saying. People have been worshiping here for 1,000 years, and now you are a part of this tradition. And I just felt like, wow, how inclusive, how very inclusive. But within that service, I just kind of, it was all sung. There was only a few spoken parts. The choir, which sung beautifully, just everything was sung. It was so beautiful. And during the prayers, when the priest was speaking, I actually kind of nodded off because I was hot and I was tired. And I just felt this peace rush over me, and I just closed my eyes, and I didn't feel guilty about closing them. And even though I fell asleep, I still heard the prayers like in the background of my consciousness. And as soon as he said amen, I woke up and I was renewed. It was so amazing. But I felt this peace over me. So,
well, we've got to wrap it up.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
One message you feel like God is giving us here at University Church?
So I was told 10 words, but mine is 18. I wrote it down. We must continue to hold on dearly to our heritage while also remain diligent in our current context.
Read that one more time.
Sure.
It's worth reading again.
We must continue to hold on dearly to our heritage while also remain diligent in our current context.
Amen. Yes. That'll preach. Thank you.
Welcome
home.
Thank you.
And the next two Sundays.
Yes, three.
The next three Sundays, you're going to be preaching on Wesley and Wesley theology.
Yes.
So bring a friend, come back. We will hear more then.
Yes.
And now it is time for us to move into the Holy Communion service.
Yes. So I love Holy Communion, and it's such a renewal of all kinds of things, spirit, mind, body. This liturgy, as I said in the beginning, is from 1784, so it's real retro. And just know that we are doing this because I just went to England and studied Wesleyan tradition. Know that if you're a guest here, we do not always speak in these old words with half and all that. Just know that we're doing it for a reflection today. So. All right, so we can begin. Oh, there it is. I'm glad I have 3 weeks to talk about this because I could talk forever. The words of Wesley's 1784 communion service are a folding page in your bulletin. You're going to want to get that out. and follow along. Because it isn't all going to be up on the screen. I don't know if John Wesley had screens in 1784. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth to God's holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort and make your humble confession to Almighty God, meekly kneeling upon your knees. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Almighty God, who of thy great mercy hast promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto thee, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Savior Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. This is from Matthew. Come unto me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will refresh you. And from John. God so loved the world that God gave their only begotten Son to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy gracious name evermore, praising thee and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Amen. Almighty God, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine own Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute in his holy gospel, command us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful God. We most humbly beseech thee and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Okay. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink in remembrance of me. Amen." The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. We do not presume to any. O merciful Lord, trusting in your own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies, we are not worthy so much as to gather up crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean of his body, and our souls washed through most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him and be in us. Amen. And I'd like my servers to come forward as I explain the mechanics of this. So know that our table is open to all who would like to receive. This includes that we have gluten-free bread only, so all are welcome, and we have grape juice, therefore all are welcome. So I'm hoping more servers come forward. Do we have more? Or we're going to have to do this like, okay, here we come. All right, good, here we come. So there'll be two stations here. And come on, Nate. So this group, this row, will have ushers. Come on up, ushers, to get ready. They'll, release you, I guess is the word. And you can come forward. Up here you will find a few things. You will find some bread. You can take of that. And then decide what you're going to do. You can either eat it right away and then drink a little cup of grape juice, or you can save your bread and dip it in a big cup and receive Holy Communion through intinction. And then we have a basket at the end for the cups, the empty cups. Oh, the door is going to slam, just so you guys know. Okay, it wasn't that loud. If you would like to come up and only receive a blessing, that is okay too. Just come find me, okay? So you'll come up, you'll start here, and you'll go down the line and out and over and come see. Sit. And then this is the same. You'll come up this way, you'll start here, and you'll go that way, and then you'll go down that way and come back and sit. Okay? All right. So I think we are ready to partake and receive of Holy Communion. All are welcome. The peace of the Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord. O Lord and heavenly God, we are thy humble servants, desire thy goodness mercifully to accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that the merits of thy Son Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls, our bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and lively sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that all who are partakers of this holy communion may be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction. And although we be unworthy, through our manifold sins, to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this, our abounding duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, all honor and glory be unto thee, O God Almighty, world without end. Amen.
Amen. We heard that Wesley says, do all the good you can, and so let me highlight a couple of things, because this church is doing lots of good things. You saw how many children were up here for children's time? We're having vacation Bible school, something we've resurrected in the past few years. And so if you can help with treats, if you can help at night, if you can do games, whatever, please check in with the church office or call Morgan. There's information in here. As Methodists, we also believe in fellowship, and there's info in here about a United Methodist picnic in the city. And we have a number of visitors. I hope you will join us through either door. Behind is the gathering room, that we might get to know you more, because we believe fellowship is a part of what Methodism is all about. There's many other things in the bulletin that I hope you will take home and read about. Our response to God's generous grace that Alicia talked about must also be generosity. If you are here for the first time, we do not expect a donation for you. But to maintain our ministries, others of us certainly want to help, because we have an important ministry in this neighborhood and even around the world. Do remember, if you have one of those yellow attendance slips that you didn't give to one of the ushers for prayer time, please drop that in the offering plate for us, and the ushers will now collect the offering.
They're singing, and the melody I'd stay in the garden with him. Oh, the night around me be falling, but he bids me go to the voice of woe. Whose voice you hear is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry
We can imagine God's love infusing everything we do. Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of dedication in the words of Susanna Wesley, John's mother. And Ted tells me this was embroidered on her apron. Help me, Lord, to remember that religion is not to be confined to the church or closet, nor exercised only in prayer and meditation, but that everywhere I am in thy presence. So may my every word and action have a moral content. May all the happenings of my life prove useful to me. May all things instruct me and afford me an opportunity of exercising some virtue and daily learning and growing toward thy likeness. Amen. Please remain standing and join me in singing the first verse of Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, number 384 in the pew hymnal and displayed on the screen.
Thank you all for coming tonight or today and sitting in this heat, and next week we will be shorter. May the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of God's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Creator, the Son, the Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.